I think that's all I have for now. I wanted to weigh in further, if you'll indulge me, with regard to the judicial staff judges and some information about their record and their actions. The statute on the recruitment of judges covers those lawyers who are magistrates who work in the Attorney General's office and who will serve as an official of the Attorney General's office. The statute does not provide that said lawyers are recruited in their capacity as a judge. They don't need to be recruited as judges, but after 1 or 2 years of service, somebody who is recruited as, for example, a public prosecutor at that grade can be appointed to serve as a judge. And that is what we see increasingly happen. About two-thirds of the magistrates who were recruited in 2023, 2,500 magistrates or lawyers were recruited by the Attorney General's office in 2023. About 1,000 of those will be reappointed to serve as judges in courts, in district courts. Speaking now of sexual violence, via the law on sexual violence, we see that there are more than 9 instances of action that are criminalized as sexual violence, and which cases are heard before the peace courts. And so in these courts, we are confronted with judges who are hearing cases pertaining to sexual violence. And these cases are being heard wherever possible locally rather than centrally, in local district courts. And this is one way that we are seeking to crack down on sexual violence, to make sure that cases in the backlog can be cleared by being heard in these local peace courts by judges sitting in those courts. I think that is a useful additional element that it is useful to hear now orally, but we will also flesh out that information in the written response.